here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Pamelo.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Riders in the Night. Spangler, wealthy and crooked rancher of the Old Southwest, had wanted to own the Middleton Ranch. Spangler even loaned a large sum of money to old John Middleton, with the ranch as collateral, in the hope of getting the property through non-payment. But old John met every payment promptly, which only made Spangler the more determined to own the ranch. And so, as our story opens, two of Spangler's men are riding in the night.
Hey, Reno, tell me again what we're going to do. Come on, tell me again.
I sure don't know why the boss had to put you on this job, Dutch.
Well, I can ride, I can shoot, and I can fight.
But you can't remember nothing more than 5 minutes. Besides that, you lose your head in a pinch.
Come on, Reno, tell me.
We're riding to Middleton's ranch, see?
Middleton, yeah.
So as I can get into old John's desk and try to find a canceled mortgage note along with a receipt of payment.
What for?
Because Spangler wants it. That's what's for. County records building burned down last night, and the old county recorder got burned to death trying to save some of the records.
Yeah, I saw that fire, Reno.
Yeah, so now the only proof left that Middleton paid up that loan to Spangler is that canceled mortgage note and receipt. Spangler can get that back. Middleton won't have no proof at all that he's paid up. And the boss can go after the Middleton's ranch. Here we are, Dutch.
Hey, Reno, the ranch house is dark. You gonna walk right in?
Of course I ain't gonna walk right in, you fool. I'm gonna set fire to that haystack over by the corral fence. When all hands turn out to stop the fire, I'll get into the house the back way and go through the desk.
But old John can't come out. He can't even get out of the wheelchair.
He can get out in the porch in that chair, and that'll give me all that chance I need. All right, come on, Dutch.
Yeah. Going to see two fires, Reno. One last night, one tonight.
Shut up about that. Now, come on with me.
Yeah.
Here. Take these two matches, Dutch. You fire the haystack on that side. I'll get it going here. And we'll get back to our horses and make a big circle out back of the house. All right. Touch her off.
She's lighted, Reno.
She's sure gonna go out fast, too. Come on, Dutch. We gotta hustle.
Coming up. Must have gone to sleep in a wheelchair. No, by thunder, that ain't the sun. It's fire. Oh, Grace. Grace.
Yes, Dad. I see it. I'll be right there.
Got to get out on the porch. This blasted wheelchair.
I'll open the door for you, Dad.
Hand me my six gun first, Grace. I'll need to do some shooting to wake up Slim and Sammy out in the bunkhouse.
All right. Here you are. But I'll get them up.
How in thunder did that haystack get fire? And then the corral fence.
Oh, at least none of the buildings are on fire, Dad. Now, don't get excited. It isn't good for you.
Well, Slim! Sammy! Turn out! The whole blame spread's burning down.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Turn out, you lazy galoot!
Oh, save your ammunition, Dad. I'll get them up. Slim! Sammy!
Yeah. All right, we're up.
Get some water out of the trough. Never mind the haystack. It's a goner. Throw it onto the fence.
Now we'll get a ton.
Don't let that doggone fire get to the stable. Pull her off.
Oh, Oh, now look, Dad. The doctor said you mustn't get excited. Now stop it.
Why shouldn't I get excited? The whole doggone place going up in flames.
The whole place, nothing. That's just a little bit of a fire on the fin. Look, the boys have got it under control already. There's no danger of anything else catching from the haystack. The wind isn't right.
Maybe you're right, Grace, but what I want to know is how did that fire start?
I haven't any idea. We'll find out in the morning.
Hey, I don't want to go back in the house yet.
You're going back in. Cold out here. Dad, have there someone in the house?
Huh? What?
At least I'm sure I saw someone run out the back way.
Who'd be in this house?
I don't know. Of course, I could be mistaken, but... No, I'm not mistaken. There was somebody here. Look, Dad, it's your desk.
Well, by Jupiter, let me get over there. A couple of them desk drawers are open.
Yes, and things are piled upside down. The fire, Dad. It was set to draw our attention.
That's it, Grace. Yeah.
But who'd want to get into your desk?
Well, I don't know, not for sure, but if I was to guess, I'd say that Mae Spangler had something to do with this. I'm going to look through that desk. If the mortgage receipt's missing, then I'll know that he had something to do with it.
How much farther to that fire, Cisco?
They're almost there now, Pancho.
Pancho hopes so, Cisco. Pancho would like to ride when Pancho lets you see his face in front of his hands.
Good thing I have to see the glow of the fire on the skyline.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that some ranch house is burning down.
Pancho, that can see where...
There, look out, Pancho. Rider's coming this way on the trail.
Ho, ho, ho.
Be careful, whoever you are. Pronto, they are riding right into us, Pancho.
Hey!
Here's riding, hombres. You must have heard me call out for you.
You get down off the coyotes, Petronoso, you...
Shut up, Dutch. Come on.
Get up.
Those hombres in a big hurry, Cisco.
Sí, too much of a hurry. But never mind them for now. Come on, let us be going. Up, Jabba, get there.
Go now.
Strange that those hombres would be riding in such a hurry away from a fire. Unless... There is the fire, Pancho.
He's stuck on fire, Cisco.
Sí, and two hombres just putting out a small fire on the corral fence. Hold them.
You need some help, senores.
We put out the old fire for you, senores.
Two hombres, anyway.
I'll talk to him, Sammy. You and Slim keep working on that fire.
Mm,
then you need to get a gun, Cisco.
She looks as if she knows how to use it, too.
What do you men want here?
We're riding back to our camp from the town, senorita. When we saw the glow of this fire on the skyline, we rode here to offer our help.
Who are you?
I am called the Cisco Kid. This is mi compañero, Pancho.
Si, and this Pancho is compañero Cisco, señorita.
So you say you're the Cisco Kid. Well, I wouldn't know about that, but my father would. Before he was confined to his wheelchair, he used to see you over in Adobe City. Walk ahead of me into the house.
Si, señorita.
Señorita not like us, Cisco.
She may think she has reason not to like us, amigo. Huh?
Open the door and walk right in.
Si, senorita.
Dad, have you ever seen this man before?
I don't know. Let me wheel my chair over by the lamp so I can get a better look at him. Why, yeah, sure, I've seen him before, Grace. Plenty. He's the Cisco Kid. And this is Pancho, ain't it?
See, Senor, Pancho is Pancho.
Are they trustworthy?
Trustworthy? You bet they are.
Gracias, Senor.
Gracias, Senor.
Close friend of mine told me they did him a mighty big favor when they caught some hombre cheating him in the poker game over in Adobe City. Never did find out who the hombre was, but no matter. Trustworthy? You bet your boots they are.
Well, good. I'm sorry I wasn't more friendly, Cisco, but... That fire outside was set, and I wasn't sure, but what...
I understand, senorita. You're very wise to be suspicious.
Yes, much, senorita, no?
I'm mighty glad you showed up, Cisco. I hate like thunder to ask for help.
By all means, ask our help, senor. Tell us what facts you know about this fire.
Well, There's an hombre named Spangler around here, and he'd like mighty well to get hold of him.
Howdy, Sheriff.
What brings you here to my office?
Got some papers I want you to serve right away. Notice of immediate foreclosure.
Foreclosure on who?
John Middleton. You'll see these papers are in order, Sheriff. Made out by Justice of the Peace, Sid Hammond.
Yeah, they do seem to be in order. But look here, Spangler. John Middleton's paid up all that money. Told me he has.
And he lied to you, Sheriff.
John, don't lie.
Now, look, your job's to serve them papers. Now, get going and serve them.
This is mighty strange. Well, all right. I'll ride out to John's ranch now.
Remember, Sheriff, when I say immediate foreclosure, I mean immediate.
Mighty strange. Mighty strange. Get out.
Everything working out all right, boss?
Working fine, Reno.
You wanted to set some more fires, boss? That's fine.
Shut up, Dutch, you fool.
Sure, I hadn't ought to send him on that job, too, Spangler. He ain't got as many brains as a horned toad.
I guess I can keep quiet if I have to.
Well, you have to. You understand?
Yeah. But it was fun just the same.
Home, boy. Home.
Look who's here. Howdy, Miss Grace.
Get out of my way, Spangler. I'm looking for the sheriff.
Oh, kind of high and mighty this morning. Well, the sheriff ain't here. He just rode down the street.
Very well.
Now, wait a minute. Never mind the sheriff. He ain't half as good looking an hombre as I am.
Take your hand off my arm.
Let's you and me go have a cup of coffee together.
I said take your hand off my arm, and that's what I meant.
Why, you little wildcat, slap my face, will you? Just for that, I'll give you a good shaking up.
Oh, you coyote. Oh.
That'll be enough for that, hombre, and I mean enough.
If you mean enough, you mean enough.
Apologize to the senorita.
Apologize nothing.
Don't have any trouble with Spangler, Cisco.
So this is Spangler. I've heard a lot about you, hombre. All of it bad. I think I've seen you somewhere before, too.
I'll take this hombre, boss. I'll bust him in two.
Shut up, Dutch. Boss will give the orders. Dutch, eh? Yeah,
that's the name we hear last night, Cisco. Name of the rider in the night.
Hey, we're glad to meet up with you, hombres. Meanwhile, Spangler, I have not yet heard the apology.
We'll take him if you say so, Spangler.
Yeah, we sure will, boss.
You take nothing, hombres.
No. This ain't the time and place, boys.
I am fast running out of patience, hombre.
Guess I was a mite hasty, Miss Grace. My error. That suits you, Cisco?
If it suits the senorita.
Yes. Yes, of course.
All right. Now get this, Cisco. Hombres around here that mix into my affairs get lead poisoning, understand? And mostly they don't get over it.
Who'd you think you scare, huh?
I'm warning you, Cisco. You ain't needed around here. Get out of this town and get out fast.
There can be no doubt that Spangler means exactly what he says. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. To the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Riders in the Night. Mace Spangler, wealthy and crooked rancher, after an altercation with the Cisco Kid, has ordered Cisco to leave town under threat of shooting him down. But Cisco has no intention of leaving until he has proved that Spangler is responsible for stealing the canceled mortgage note out of old John Middleton's desk drawer. The problem is how to prove it. Now, Cisco and Pancho are standing in front of the cafe in the little town and talking it over.
If we could just get our hands on that note, Pancho.
Pancho, I think the thing to do is to find the note.
The chances are, amigo, that the Spangler hombre destroyed the note, if he has any sense at all, unless he wants to keep it to gloat over.
What do you say, Cisco?
I said he may want to keep the note to gloat over.
What a goat got to do with it, Cisco?
Not goat, gloat.
Oh, goat gloat.
No, just plain gloat, Chico. That means to be pleased over a triumph.
See, Cisco. Goat pleased, Pancho, no.
Hey, look. Huh? Across the street, Pancho. There go the two hombres who work for Spangler.
Big hombre, the one called Dutch, no?
See, and I do not think he is very bright.
Uh-huh.
If we could only get one of those hombres to talk, they're getting on the horses, Pancho.
Yeah, Dutch hombre makes heavy weight for the horse to carry.
Come on, Pancho.
Where we go, Chico?
We are going to follow those hombres.
Follow them, huh?
Yeah, up the other car.
Oh, no, we'll follow the hombres now.
May be the way to do it, Pancho.
Huh?
We will circle around them to get ahead and then stop them as they come up to us. Up, Tabaka.
Oh, Blower. Yeah. May mean the fight, Cisco.
See, it may, especially with that big hombre. Senor Middleton and the senorita are in serious trouble. If we can help them, we must, Pancho.
Anyone in bad trouble, Cisco? Cisco, Pancho, help. No.
Hey, up, Tabaka.
Oh, Blower. Up, Tabaka.
Far enough, Pancho, for them. Ho, ho.
Oh, look, ho, ho. It's far enough. Hey, here come the other hombres now, Cisco.
Hey.
Ho, ho. Kind of blocking the trail, ain't you, Cisco?
See? I want to know why you two hombres were riding away from the Middleton Rancho in such a hurry last night.
What are you talking about?
You heard what I said.
I'll show him why we know. Get down off that horse, you Cisco kid.
Hey, I will do that, hombre.
Hey, Dutch, cut it out.
I'll tell him why we were riding away. I do, I will.
So you were riding away, huh? I'm glad to know that.
And beat your brains out.
And you look at it, hombre. You get your brains beat out. If you got any brains.
Can't you keep an eye on that other hombre?
Can't you watch him, Cisco?
Now I can give all my attention to you.
I can lick you easy. This is fun, Reno. This is more fun than that fire.
I'll be a dim-witted fool.
Hey, where'd you at, hombre? Not move. Look out, Cisco. You slip.
No, I got you.
Cisco, slip and fall down. Look out, Cisco.
Now I got you. Now I got you.
Look out, Cisco. He jump on you with his boots. Roll away, Cisco.
Hey, Pancho. I've seen that trick before.
Bueno, Cisco up again.
Now, you ox, we will see what is what.
Cisco mad now.
One thing I hate is a dirty fighter. Nobody who steals a mortgage note out of a desk like yourself.
I didn't steal that. Reno was the one.
Shut up.
Take care, idiot. I'll kill you for a life.
Watch him, Pancho. His gun.
Pancho, get that gun with Pancho's gun whip. He's a good bull whip, no? Now Pancho covers you up with his own gun.
I found out what I want to know, so I will end this fight right now. Guess that takes care of you.
Oh! What's going on here?
Well, you could have not have picked a better time to get here, Sheriff. Arrest these hombres on suspicion of theft from Senor Middleton.
You can't do it.
Yeah, don't you?
On suspicion of what,
Stealing a canceled mortgage note.
I done this, Cisco. Something told me not to serve those papers on John, so I turned around and rode back.
Peach is now in the other shoe, hombre.
Not yet, it ain't. Send for Spangler, Sheriff.
By all means, send for him. That is just what I want.
You bet I will, Reno. We'll get to the bottom of this mighty quick. Meanwhile, I'll trouble you to hand over that gun.
If I were you, Sheriff, I would put these two out in a cell, not just keep them in that barred cage here in this office.
I want to be sure what I'm doing before I lock him up, Cisco.
Cisco know what he do, Sheriff.
He'll find out when Mace Spangler gets here.
Here comes that hombre now with the deputy.
What's the idea of sending for me, Sheriff?
Hey, let Reno and Dutch out of there. Sit down, Spangler.
Sit down, nothing. By
Thunder, do what do as the sheriff says, hombre. Sit down.
What's the meaning of this?
That big ox of yours has just charged the other one with stealing that canceled mortgage note, Spangler.
Yeah, and I'm getting him for that. It's the last thing I do.
What did I say?
You dumbhead.
Looks to me, Spangler, as if you have a lot of explaining to do since these hombres work for you.
You tell him to steal that note, Pancho thing.
Well, what about it, Spangler?
I didn't tell him nothing.
Sheriff, do not walk too near that cage. Look out!
Oh, there, we got your gun.
Drop that.
I'll get this stuff in touch first.
I shoot down the big hombre.
Now you, Cisco.
No, you will not. No. You are not hurt, but that gun will no longer be of use to you, hombre.
You come back.
back here, Spangler, hombre. Pancho grabbed you. Santo Pancho, not whole Spangler, but Pancho ripped his coat off.
I guess he's guilty, Cisco. He wouldn't bolt out like that. I'll go out after him as soon as I lock up that coyote Reno in his cell.
You'd better get a doctor for the big one, too, Sheriff. He may still be alive. Meanwhile, Pancho and I will go after the... Mother me, wait. What is this?
What? Cisco, what?
This piece of paper that fell out of Spangler's coat pocket.
Wait.
Here's your proof, Sheriff. Huh? Here is that canceled mortgage note which Spangler was foolish enough to keep.
To good, Cisco.
No, to gloat.
To good, gloat.
Here, you keep this, Sheriff. Come, Pancho. That hombre has a head start, and unless I am mistaken, he will head straight for the Middleton Rancho.
Get up, Cayuse! Faster! So I won't take the ranch, so that girl and her father are going to laugh at me, are they? I'll show them. Gut them both down and let them burn in the ashes of the ranch house fire I'm going to set. I'll set her on fire with coal oil in a half a dozen places and laugh as it burns. And then I'll get out of the country. They'll laugh nothing. I'll do the laughing. Get up there! Get up!
That hombre is riding a fast horse, Pancho.
He fast, Cisco.
I thought we would overtake him by now. Up, Gabo, help her!
Go! Up, Gabo! Take that horse!
We know he rode this way because of his tracks. There, look ahead, Pancho.
Pancho, he's Spangler, Cisco.
Hey, just now, riding up to the middle of the ranch house. I hope Senor John is not there alone.
Gabo, get there! Hey, get there, look, go!
He's just about to go into the ranch house, Pancho. Mother me, I'll have to kick up some dust about his feet with these bullets. Stop him before we get there.
Bueno, Cisco, bueno. That's stopping. Look out, he shoots this way. Put a two punch of sombrero.
You will not kill me shooting that way, hombre.
Grab him down, Cisco.
Hey, Pancho, that is what I'm going to do.
Now, you buzzard, grab him up.
Now, I take that gun. We'll fight with our hands.
Cisco, Senor John, come out of the porch in the wheelchair.
Cisco.
I will do my best to oblige, senor.
Look out,
Cisco,
the knife.
Don't, Cisco, the knife. I'll break your wrist. Now we have had just about enough of this.
Face him, Cisco.
See, senor, as you wish.
Cisco hit the hombre so hard, he make a dent in the ground. Hey, the sheriff, Cisco.
Hey.
Whoa.
Got him, huh? Mighty good work, Cisco.
Hey, it did my heart good to see Cisco whale that scoundrel.
Ain't all he's done either, John. He got back your castle note for you.
And here it is.
If I were you, senor, I would put it in a safer place than your desk. Although I think you will have nothing more to fear from this coyote for a long, long time.
What we'd have done, Cisco, if you hadn't come along just when you did.
Oh, the sheriff would have settled the matter in your favor, senorita.
Now, don't be so modest.
Very well, then. He would not have settled things in your favor.
That's more like it, Cisco. The sheriff's a fine man, but he can't be everywhere at once.
No more can Pancho and I.
Oh, all right, then. I won't try to thank you. With words.
Not with words, senorita?
No. Instead, Cisco...
See, instead.
If you won't think me too bold.
Oh, I couldn't. You could never be bold, senorita.
I'll thank you.
See?
Like this.
Thank you.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Senor John, over Cisco and Pancho a job on his rancho.
Si, that is true. He did offer us a job, amigo.
And we not take the job, Cisco.
No, we did not, Pancho. We refused it with thanks.
Refused it with thanks.
Si, for two reasons.
For two reasons.
First, because Senor John offered the job out of the goodness of his heart, thinking we need the work.
Yes, si, Cisco.
When that rancho cannot afford two more workers. And second...
second...
Our work is trying to help people when we can, Cisco.
Yes, Cisco, when we can. It's good work, too. But, Cisco...
Si, Pancho.
Pancho almost take a job once.
You almost took a job once, Pancho?
Si, a farmer once offered Pancho a job on a farm.
Well, tell me, how much was he going to pay you, Cisco?
That was the trouble, Cisco. Farmer say he pay Pancho what Pancho worth.
Si, he would pay you what you were worth.
And Pancho, no. Pancho never ever worked for that little bit of money.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. To listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.